The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Friday, the 8th of November.
Wow.
7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by...
I was gone, and now it's the 8th.
Now it's the 8th. You've had a real busy week.
Well,
here,
yes, we all have had. Yeah. And, of course, all things veterans coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
And we'll be announcing those things in a minute. But go ahead.
Thank you. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Christina's at the helm and Buford was rolling around. That noise in the background is Kirby from Haven Humane. And we'll get to him in a minute or so. But good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
And what national day is it today?
You know, today is two national days, but really kind of feel important in this world. First of all, is National Parents as a Teacher Day.
Parents as a Teacher Day.
That's great.
Oh, that's cool.
And the second thing, what it kind of makes mood for every person in the world is Cappuccino, National Cappuccino Day.
Okay,
cappuccino.
I have a cappuccino story to tell you.
Oh, okay.
An Italian cappuccino story. And the...
Katrina, let's just get right to it. Forget about it.
Let's do the weather quick, right, and we'll get to Katrina so that she can ride her horse out of here.
Beautiful sky, sunny today with a high of 69 and overnight lows of 46, partly cloudy. Hey, look, over the weekend, don't let that deter you in any way because, you know, tomorrow, of course, it's the Veterans Day Parade, and it'll be 65, partly sunny, partly cloudy. We do have a chance of showers on Sunday night, perhaps, in Veterans Day, which is Monday. A lot of people are off. It looks like our highs will be about 57 degrees and a chance of showers. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned. We'll give you more of that read later. Operated where they give senior and veteran discounts. It's a veteran-owned business as well. We love our veteran-owned businesses here on KCNR. And give them a call at 365-3793 for all your propane and gas needs.
Okay.
With us this morning is our one and only Katrina with Haven Humane. And good morning.
Good morning.
Well,
all right, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
No, I can't.
How's that? There we go.
Better?
Yes. Okay.
So, good morning.
Okay. All right. And you've got Kirby.
I've got Kirby. Well, he's got me this
he's
morning.
He's got you. Wow.
Yeah, he's got you.
Tell us about Kirby.
He is a big baby. He's only 11 months old.
Okay. That
so
says
he's
it all.
Very puppy. Kirby is, we think, like a lab mix.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly lab.
Yeah.
Maybe some hound.
He's got some big energy for those people who really want to throw a ball, throw a frisbee, and be outside in the water.
Oh, yeah. He loves, like, the ball. Like, that's what I brought with me because it's his favorite thing in the entire universe, is chewing on a tennis ball and chasing them. He's a really good dog. He came to us actually when he was about 5 months old.
Mm-hmm.
Someone actually saw someone throwing him out of a truck.
Oh, gosh.
And so they brought him into us.
How can I just...
Isn't that ridiculous?
I want to chop their hands off. I'm sorry.
No, I know. So he's kind of grown up in the shelter. So he's definitely big puppy. He doesn't really know too much.
Chop their hands off.
No, I mean, somebody who does that needs to be, you know, go ahead. Let's go back to the dog. My thoughts go right there. Sorry.
I get it. Yeah, he's definitely grown up in the shelter, so he's really friendly. I mean, he's a very outgoing dog. He just doesn't know a lot. He's just really big, really goofy. He's about 80 pounds right now. So when we say he's a big guy, like...
He's a big boy.
He's a big boy.
And long.
Yes, very long.
He's long, yeah.
But he has a really good heart.
Yeah.
He's very goofy, and he loves everyone he meets, and he loves other dogs.
He's got his paw on my foot right now while he's chewing his ball.
He's very charming in a really big, goofy, like almost like a Beethoven kind of way, like the, you know, the dog in the movies.
Yes.
Where he's always getting into trouble, but he's still really cute.
Yeah.
And he seems like a real, he could be a loving dog, obviously. And,
well,
he's got lots of energy, so I would be, if you have a small apartment and you're not willing to let him take him out, he will find things to do, I'm sure.
I would recommend how much you love dogs if you had a small apartment. I don't think that.
He's a bull in a china shop.
Yeah, I would, yeah.
This is a big boy. He's 80 pounds,
but he's
one of those loves that will come up and probably have his head on your lap, but he has his ball, and you could probably throw it 1,000 times, and he will go get it and bring it back.
He does.
Now, their impact, I love that when you go to the Haven Humane website, which is really great because you can go on there.
Lift up this 400-pound table?
This is an updated website. You have adoptable dogs and adoptable cats.
Right.
And we did take our picture today from KCNR, which will have...
Christine will send it to me, and I'll put it on our Facebook page.
So we have an interesting... pets adopted in 2023, 1,926. I don't know, 24 will be up here in a minute. But pets returned to owner, 664. These are big numbers.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
They're really awesome.
Spay and neuter surgeries. This is for the 2024 will come. 2,964. That's so important.
Spays and neuters.
And animals sent to rescues to 432. This is the important work that Haven Humane does, and we love having our Pet of the Week. And of course, everyone that hears our morning show and has met us knows about Buford, who's in the other room because we didn't want to have this. That would have been mayhem this morning.
These two together
would have been.
It would have been.
You would have only.
There would have been no fighting at all. No. But it would have been them playing and running through the offices and
knocking things down.
Because Buford is a big play guy. And we take him out to the doggy park. He's out there playing all the time. Doesn't fight. There's no fighting or anything like that. But these two would probably, if you put them out, would run for an hour
in
that doggy park, just chasing each other. Yeah.
All right, so
Kirby's. You know what Kirby is? First of all, he's a beautiful dog. He's 11 months old. He's got a lot of energy, but I think he'd make somebody that's if you like to walk and run, this dog would be right there with you. And I bet he'd be. Is he good? He's obviously good with people.
Yeah, he's great with people.
So you would say older kids.
I would say so, just for the fact that he's going to knock them down.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, if you have a four-year-old, he's going to come up and want to bump them. So in older kids, though, they'd be fine with this dog.
Katrina, you're such a good sport.
You're such a good mom.
But here's the reality. I mean, I think that people are looking, some people feel lost, especially after there's those people who maybe feel lost after the election. Wherever they are. And so getting a pet is not only do you save them, they save you.
Definitely.
And if you're looking to, I need to increase my exercise and I need something, I think a project to be able to, it's probably a 10, 12, 14 year, hopefully, experiment. Of what it is to take a dog like this that's super hyper and big and just puppy and be able to bring it into your where you establish your relationship together, and that just takes a lot of work.
It does. Definitely worth it, though.
It's absolutely worth it. So thank you. Do you have any upcoming events that we need to know about with Haven?
We're kind of in a lull time right now, so no big events. Just our standard. We do have a lot of dogs at the shelter, of course. And we did change our vaccine clinic time starting this month. It's going to be at 2 p.m. instead of at 8 a.m. on Wednesdays.
Okay. And also, you can see some at PetSmart. You have adoptions Wednesday through Saturday. Is that still going on?
Yeah, Wednesday through Sunday.
Wednesday through Sunday, okay. So you'll have a couple superstar dogs and cats that you can visit. And I'm not sure he's ready yet, but he'll be ready soon.
So if you want to come down and take a look at Kirby, just come on down during the day. And he's been raised, essentially, at the shelter. Because he's only 11 months, and you got him his bike 5 months old or 4 months old. So he's been raised down there. He's been fixed. He's been shipped. He's got all the shots. So he's ready to go. And how much is for Kirby?
For Kirby, he is $75.
Okay, so you can have yourself a 15 years of or 12 years of pleasure for $75. One of the best deals still available in our economy. So, anything else?
No, that's it for today.
Okay, well, good luck, Kirby and Katrina, getting him back out of here. So, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
But until then, just keep on chasing butterflies. But until then, just keep on chasing butterflies.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday.
Play with your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5 times points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave.
While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club.
For more information, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
And good morning and welcome to our Friday edition here. It is going to be all things veteran coming up, veterans. Well, it's all year veterans, and I think it's been interesting. This is my first day back after all of the election. All of the election final counts, and they're still being counted. Especially, I think Sue this morning was talking about that it's going to be
I'm going to be addressing this
for a local election.
Well, locals, and there's still some congressional elections. They've not been called yet. They're still too close. In other states, here in. Probably there's maybe a couple right here in our state. Of course, up in our district, some of these are pretty easy to call because even if votes left, it's going to be hard to get enough more votes to change it at the state level. But here in the county, it's still close. There's many, 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 and that's the way they put it, many, many, many ballots to count. We had a 75% turnout.
Yes.
It looks like in this county.
I'm so impressed.
Shasta County.
I drove by.
It'd been better if it was 90. But yeehaw.
Yeah, I think it was wonderful, if anything, regardless if you're sad or happy with the turnout, not just on a national level, but a local level.
Yeah.
Driving by, and Jan Kearns, by the way, who's the designer that I'll be wearing Saturday night for the Reading Fashion Alliance, the Reading Fashion Alliance is down there in the atrium, and the show will be at the IOOF Hall tomorrow night. It was saying that every single day when they were going to work, that the voter line was just like we saw it the other day when we drove down Placer. When we drove down Placer and saw that 50, 60 people deep. She said that was every day. And well, I was like, what? So you know, that's just unusual. Yeah. I don't think we've seen that before.
Other people have told me that that they went down there, and it was just lines. And it wasn't just on election day. It was some other times that a lot of people came out and voted this time. And it's indicative. It's indicative of how the election went. When you look at the national election, it was a walkover practically. And I'm going to talk about polling and how come – these polls just weren't right. They've done a study, and it's a pretty simple answer, but we'll get to that in a few minutes.
Okay, all right. Well, I wanted to talk about, every now and then, I like to pull up, and this is CNN's version of the five things that you need to know today. Okay, so this is
CNN's version. Well, okay, no, let's say that again. And you know what? CNN has not rolled over yet. though that they were just watching them on election night was just fun.
I enjoy this, though. And, of course, the picture shows that Trump named Susie Wiles as White House Chief of Staff.
The first time in history there's been a woman Chief of Staff. First time in history in the White House there's been. I didn't know that. I thought there had been others, but. Obviously not.
Well, and the first thing before we even go into item number one, it says, after such a divisive presidential race, some of your colleagues and friends will likely share their strong reactions to the outcome. And underline, these tips can help you navigate a divided office after the election. I haven't even opened that one up. But number one, the election. These are the five things in your inbox today. Of course, President-elect Donald Trump has won the battleground state in Nevada. CNN projects bringing you the electoral vote count to 301. As his team begins preparing for the transfer of power, the state had voted blue in the past two elections in favor of Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. So this marks a shift to the right. Trump has also selected campaign manager Susie Wiles to be his White House chief of staff, the first woman to hold the role. Many other senior positions in the government have been helmed by women, including almost all of the cabinet posts, top judicial seats, and House leadership roles. No woman has ever assumed the top Pentagon position. However, all eyes are on who Trump will choose for the other key roles in the coming weeks. But, of course, he doesn't like women.
Do you think that's why I got a call from Susie? His chief of staff. I said, please call this number. It was a D.C. Area code.
Okay.
Oh, well, I mean.
Number two, immigration. Trump allies and some of the private sector have been quietly preparing a mass detention of immigrants in the U.S. And I can tell you that I think this is something that people are extremely worried about. I don't know why. I don't know what they think is going to happen. They're going to come in the middle of the night and take you away. There's all kinds of things. And later on, there's one of these.
Well, let's just say this. There are 12 million or more people came across our border illegally in the last 4 years.
And it's mostly undocumented immigrants who have committed crimes.
And that's what they're talking about. They've got They've either done crime since they've been here. They've got a criminal record like the gang, you know, the MS-13 and these other gangs that have come across the border. They're going to start taking a look at that and start getting rid of these people that are a detriment. And they're a danger to our society. And I'm still not sure why people are upset about this, you know.
And, well, I mean, if somebody...
I mean, what about the people that took 4 years or 5 years to get here legally?
Yes.
I mean, they could have just walked across the border, saved the money, and all of that. Christina.
This subject is really close to me. Can
yes.
I...
Please, sure. Something? Please do.
So, I'm not against of nobody, but there's really a big questionable about all Ukrainians and this program, since we have a new program. It's called You for You. When after the war, they give opportunity for Ukrainians to come. But there's also other part, what just Carl was saying. There's a lot of people who spend like a lot of years to legalize themselves, do documents, pay taxes. They spend a lot of money, a lot of patience.
Yes.
And yeah.
Even with this program, You for You, it's kind of not fair.
Year by you say year for year.
You for you, Ukrainian for United for Ukraine.
Yeah. Okay.
And,
okay.
And many Ukrainians were brought to our country because there's a war going on.
Yes.
And there's that, but then there's the ones, but they've come in through programs, but then there's the ones that have just flooded our country. And, I mean, with criminal backgrounds
Continue.
And everything. So, what
so
else?
What I was trying to say?
No, go ahead. Just let the phone ring. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
Even with those programs, I love my nation. I love Ukrainians. But people are kind of getting advantage of it.
Yes. Yes,
this
taking advantage.
This is what I'm trying to say. Like, even because Ukrainians also go to, like, two parts. People who, as Carl said, spend years, money. And people who just receive, oh, it's a war. Maybe I should try America. Maybe it's... And yeah. Everybody believes here's a
free
American
country.
Dream yeah, and everything yeah. goes super easy.
Yes.
And they come here and then just trying to like, oh, poor me, I'm from the war, please give me help. And then when people are trying to help them, they don't accept it, they don't like it because...
Because there's probably something attached to it. Like you,
well,
if you're
or
gonna,
maybe it's not
Or
enough.
Is there anything attached to it? Like if we give you this, we need to have you come back in 30 days and tell us... Almost like if you're on an unemployment, you have to show, or years ago, you used to have to show within your, because I would take unemployment back in the show business days. I mean, it was feast and famine, so you had always paid into your unemployment, but you had to go in and show them with records 3 to 4 places that you visited in
exactly.
that cycle of where you went. And they could call those numbers up.
Yeah, so I just feel it's kind of, I hope everything will change and kind of will become more fair because I feel like it's supposed to be more equal when people are spending years and money.
Well,
thousands
the immigration,
of dollars.
Okay.
And I totally agree with that because I had friends. I have friends. It took him 4 years from England. He had a top secret background. He was a retired British naval officer who worked for the Marine Corps while he was on active duty and the Navy, and it took him 4 years to get his card. And we have, and I blame the Republicans, Republicans and the Democrats for this because they both held enough power to change it. Now, Trump's president, he's got the Senate, and it's going to be really close for the House, and the Republicans may even take the House. Then they should be able to fix our immigration system, and if they don't, they're not trying, and I'm totally disappointed.
Well, I have a friend, one of my very good friends, that's not an American citizen. She did not want to give up. She doesn't even have a dual. She's Canadian. And she's been living here for, I don't know.
Her whole life.
Yeah, and so she goes down every, how many years, to get, and I've been with her down there for the process because she wanted to change her name back into her maiden name. She pays taxes. But she is not, she can't
vote.
She's
been working here, paying taxes,
yeah.
Social Security, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
She can't vote, but that's her choice. But the fact is that she after all this time, she probably should. Anyway, we got to take a break, and we're going to be talking about a lot of other things.
Yes.
The phones are lighting up.
This is great.
Here's the thing. It's going to be open line today, my friends.
Right.
For,
and keep it civil.
For the whole day.
And if you don't, we'll just cut you off. Go ahead. I just cut you off. All right, we've got to take a break. What do you want to say? Finish, please. I'm sorry that I cut you off, Carl. Good morning, everybody.
Are you fighting with me right
now?
No,
I just know you're getting irritated.
No, I'm not having... Did you just cut me off? Christina just cut me off.
No, no.
It's going to be open line. And so tell us what you, how you feel about things. You know, we're going to be talking about the election. We're going to be talking about things that are happening around here. All these things today. So, and then Linda and I, during the break, we'll hug and make up. We'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays that warm, happy feeling of being together with family that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Make Mondays the best day of the week with Monday Night Football at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 13 screens inside overtime. Join us for an epic watch party packed with excitement, good company, and amazing prizes. 49ers home game tickets up for grabs all season long. Enjoy the delicious buffet. Get your team gear on. Grab your friends and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
All right, welcome back to our morning show here. Yeah, we've got a... I kind of like it when we have open line because we've got a lot of stuff. We've got some comments.
We got people on the line.
Yeah, and
this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank, 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, 1 down in Anderson. Local board of directors, it's been, identified as one of the best small banks in the nation.
Oh, that's so great.
Cornerstone Community Bank.
So
it is. We do business. Do
you? We are so blessed to be. Yes, we are so blessed to be up here. The other day, I went to go. You know how it is. You have to fast to get your blood drawn. So I said, let's go to. I wanted to come back close to the house. We went to Corbett's, and we ran into a friend who. So, you know, come and join us. And we were talking. We both had our blood work. We had no idea. And we're sitting there. And he and I both have members of our family that were Croatians. Or Croatians. So we talked about that. But anyway, that was a very interesting conversation that we had. And he is a Cornerstone Community Bank. We talked about what it was. Like, why are we here? You know, when we can travel and go anywhere in the world that we decided to live in Reading and grow ourselves here. And I said, you know, at a certain age, you want to be able to go in where you get this kind of, where you can call the chief of police and you can call the, mayor and you can make a difference and you can go into your better known businesses and have, you know, where you're really living in a community that really is not, you're just not standing in line like a number. And I don't want to leave. And this is what we had a discussion about. So on the phone with us, as we were talking
before.
We're
going to start with Ken.
Ken, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, a little simple math for everybody when it comes to illegals. It costs this country over $1 million a year just for people to flush a toilet. That's one time a day with the amount of illegals, the reported illegals in this country.
Uh-huh.
Think about that one for a while.
$1 million a day just to flush a toilet.
Yeah, simple math. Simple math. About 2 cents a flush times, you know, they say 12 million illegals. There's probably more like 20 million illegals here. But let's not even use the word illegal. Use the word visitor. Any visitor that comes to the country flushes a toilet someplace. Yeah, they pay all kinds of money and fees and all that. But you know what? That's unsustainable.
No.
Simply unsustainable.
You know, and
that's not using the other toiletries, the soap and the towels or the air dryer and all that kind of stuff. That's the kind of money we're spending.
Yep. You know,
have a great day, guys.
Okay.
Thank you. Well,
thanks a lot, Ken.
I mean, that's kind of like, that's an interesting statistic that you don't really think about. I mean, there's so many other things you think about, like trash and you want to have
people. I mean, you add this many people, how much? Yeah, just for garbage.
You want to have a humanitarian approach to it. And I'm hoping, and I'm not sure he'll do it, but I'm hoping that our son, when he comes this weekend on Monday, on Veterans Day, that he'll talk about his experience. Maybe he won't, on the border.
Well, he can, but we're closed Monday.
Oh, we're not on the air?
It's Veterans Day.
Okay, right? Well, I thought maybe...
We take off like 3 days.
And okay,
this,
and, all right.
4 days. 4th of July, Veterans Day,
well, maybe he'll call in at another time. And then we do have another call. David, good morning.
This is our David.
David!
Hello, David.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, you sent me, you texted me photos of some kind of meeting. Which meeting was this?
Okay, that was the Board of Supervisors meeting last night. They had a night meeting, and Jenny and Benjamin Nowane, they protested, laid down on the ground again, and Jenny got arrested.
Hmm.
So, not cited, arrested.
Okay.
Now, they were holding a sign that said, Patrick Jones resign.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, am I on the air?
Yeah. You're on the air.
Yes.
All right. Hey, guys. Hey. Yeah, last night at the Board of Supervisors, it was crazy. So, basically, she was protesting a grant that was taken in 2023 from, it's called the Center for Tech and Civic Life, and it's connected to Mark Zuckerberg and Meta. Someone call and correct me if I'm wrong about any of this.
No, I think
but it was
think
a $1.5 million grant. Now, most of, like Patrick and them, they wanted to say no to the money because they didn't want, like, since Zuckerberg has even admitted that they were censoring and all that, and that there was, you know, they didn't want to take money with strings attached.
Right.
From what I understand, Cry wrote a counter proposal, which was then accepted by the board, and that the money would only be used for a building. Okay, so
for a new county, for a new county registrar, that kind of thing.
A new elections office, yeah.
Right.
And so that was the counter proposal. Well, some people, I think, at the ROV then went around the board, accepted the money, and it did not go to a building. So last night, Patrick Jones was bringing it up, like, hey, we don't want this to happen again. And Jenny, at that point, got up, and she had her public comment, and then she sat down, got arrested, and she was holding up a sign, Patrick Jones resigned.
Who was next to her, her husband?
Yeah, Benjamin, her husband, was sitting next to her for quite a while, and then he ended up getting up and leaving before there was an arrest. Because
okay.
I think they gave them a good, I'm going to guess, 45-minute warning to say, you need to leave, otherwise you're going to be arrested. So she had 45 minutes to think about it sitting there. All the lights went out, but then the lights came on when she got arrested. So there's controversy around that private funding, and some people are saying just drop it. Those people are all gone that were working there, which might explain why some people had left, because there's been controversy around a lot of people leaving the ROV office.
Yeah.
So taking the money with the strings attached, from what I understand, that counterproposal then was circumvented and it was never brought back to the board. So it's pretty controversial.
Yep. So, well, thanks. You see,
really,
you're going
that.
To these meetings, huh?
Yeah, it's really interesting. And, Carl, I don't know if they can let us sell popcorn outside of there.
I'm telling you, we could be making some money there, you know, popcorn and soft drinks.
What does it mean for you? I just want to ask.
In case you don't know it, David is one of our producers
and a small business owner
downtown.
Small business
owner here in town.
What does it mean for you? I know that you're. Have you become more civically minded? Have you always been civically, or have working here at the station and seeing all the people coming through and hearing different voices made you more so? Or what does it mean? And along with that, what does it mean for you? And why are you involved in going to the meetings?
Yeah, you know, in college and everything, I was really interested in politics. I did like a minor kind of thing in politics.
Cool.
And I was very liberal at that time and, you know, very involved and progressive, if you will. And I was really interested. I mean, okay, so then working at the radio station has definitely got me more in the mix of local politics. But I've always, in the back of my mind, understood the importance of affecting things locally and, you know, sometimes nationally feels out of touch. But locally, we can have some impact for positivity. I do feel bad for all these people who are really saddened by this election result, and I do care about people. So I'm interested in that, too.
Yes.
I'm interested in, there's some people, there's a lot of people crying, too.
Yeah, there's people hurting
now. Let me ask you a question, Dave. You know, and I'm laying myself bare here, but I never really knew what political sway you are. I don't know really anybody's unless they talk about it. I mean, not that it makes any difference.
Right.
But you could still be progressive and I wouldn't know it. But, or care.
I think it's good to have people of all kinds of thought.
I when you said that.
Yeah.
That, when you're young, everybody should be a liberal.
And I believe.
But by the time you hit 40, you got to be thinking a little bit more conservative.
That's not true because we know that we have.
Yeah, that's true.
What we call in our family of people here in Redding, we've got veins. Imagine the veins. And in this vein, we have, people who are like-minded. Now, what I'm discovering, David, and I love the fact that you're just articulate and honest and open about what is this process? And yes, there are people we have to find. It's important right now not to gloat. It's the word keeps coming to my mind about gloating. If you're a Republican, do not gloat because there are people who are hurting and we want to be able to come together and have a heart. And I don't know why you can say, I don't understand, but you may have a certain feeling or a thought process that may have been, I don't know, maybe you have friends that are, you know, LGBT, or maybe you've got somebody who's transitional, and there's like a real soft spot or sore spot or of what you think this administration is going to do, women's rights, etc. And so we, as where we are as conservatives and where we are with this election, need to have a heart and grace and not gloat. So that's our job.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think a lot of people are scared of what a Trump administration will do. And I think that we have an opportunity to help them be less afraid, because I do think that Trump is a populist. I could be wrong. But I think he cares about the people from what I'm hearing. And there's been a lot of false accusations. So you really have to kind of dig for, hear both sides of the story to find out who he really is. But we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see. You know what would really be great is if everybody, you know, says, okay, we're starting over from right here. You know, from January 6th, we're starting over. First Tuesday. We're starting over the blank slate, and let's move forward. So, there's a lot of other people calling,
right,
but you're
going
to have to wait till after the break. And thanks a lot, Dave, for
calling.
Thanks,
David. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
You bet. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst has had this business for well over 20 years, and nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. What can I say? He comes from the old school of repairing it and then guaranteeing his work for the life of the windshield. Yeah, the life of the windshield. From a small chip that cracks up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. And if you're not sure, bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street, and you will be able to have a free inspection and analysis by a master windshield repair specialist. And he'll tell you how he's going to fix it, brings it in so it's climate controlled, fixes your windshield, whether it's car, truck, SUV, or I've seen him working on RVs out there. Give him a call, 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. It's locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. And we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro Corojo Wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size, this is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And good morning and welcome back to this Friday edition. Yeah, we're flying this morning, 7:50. We're going to go right to the phones because Richard's been holding on, and we'll do our sponsor after Richard's call. Good morning, Richard. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Some election stuff, of course, is at the forefront at the moment. You know, last few cycles I've been, running around the precincts, checking for, you know, how things are going, attitudes, election code compliance, observer rights, et cetera. And I have to say, this cycle, I got the fewest number of calls because we had observers at most of the precincts, dozens of observers. And I have to say, the precincts I went to, the workers were very knowledgeable. I think their training, I think, was a little better. Of course, I did not attend the training, but I saw the results. I saw the results because previous cycles, the elections workers, wow, they were short on training. But the fewest number of calls that I got from people about, observers being like harassed or shunned or something like that. And there was a couple that were kind of, they were serious, and I was actually in direct contact with Joanna Francesca, the assistant registrar, on that day. And when I sent her an issue, she remedied it, and of course I confirmed that, you know, the issues were corrected, so that was a very good thing. So I just, things went better, I think, this cycle.
Well, let me ask you a couple questions, Richard. So you're happy, and I think most people are happy with this election. It was fair, it was all of these things, and is this what you're saying?
I'm not talking about the results, Carl. I'm just talking about the workers, the work, and the training.
Okay, well, look, I'm never going to get you ever to say that.
That's a whole other show,
that's like
Carl.
That's like you getting me to say things are evil, all right? So,
I do have something bombshell.
Uh-oh.
It's not in the news in the news this morning.
All right.
Why is it not in the news?
I don't know.
So,
I don't know what it is.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
So when the ballots were originally scanned, and then we had fuzzy printing lines, and then they got rejected, and now we're having to hand duplicate. Well, I found out Runbeck, who are the printers, they're the ballot printers.
Yeah.
Runbeck brought in some substitute scanning machines, okay, to try to see if these same rejected ballots can still be scanned. You're not going to believe this, Carl. Patrick Jones said this last night on the record at the board meeting, so it's official now. These substitute machines, when the paper ballots go in, here's what happens. The machines make a digital image of the paper ballot, and then the votes are actually tallied off that digital image, Carl, if that makes any sense. The votes are not tallied off the paper. They're tallied off of the digital image from the paper. And these machines, Carl, these substitute machines, are erasing votes, Carl. on the digital image. They're erasing votes as if they never happened.
This so they're not so they're not using so they're not using it then. You know, with Toler, you know, Toler, Tom Toler, you know, came in under, I mean, he came under pressure. I mean, he was appointed. It was a pressure cooker. And I can just say is I think Tom is doing a great job from everything I've read. But then when this thing hit with these 31, you know, with 70% of the ballots having this overspray and having to count them, how they were doing it, and you've got observers right there. So you think that's being fair when you're having to transpose?
Well, Mr. Toler is not putting cameras above the table so that the observers can see the direct duplication for themselves. But here's another thing I saw on Election Day. Last year, the state law was passed to allow felons on parole to vote. Now, yeah. I get more libertarian every day, Carl, because the GOP is a failed party, and the Democrats, they're evil, okay? But here's... But here's the deal. I think a felon, unless they were incarcerated for elections crimes, I believe when the felon is off of parole, I think once they fully pay their debt to society, I think they should be allowed to vote again.
I do too.
So I'm not against that. Same with firearms.
Once they've paid their dues and they've got their life going,
But that's not what's happening, Carl.
Yeah, I know.
Felons on parole. I was observing at the Civic Auditorium, and I saw, in just 2 hours, I saw about 10 felons come in and vote. How do you know they're felons, Rich? Well, I don't know. Maybe I profiled their tattoos, their mannerisms, their clothing, their walk, their talk.
Maybe they were family members.
You can kind of pick them out, Carl.
Okay.
Yeah, but what?
And here's another thing, Carl, another thing.
All right, what? This is it, though. Okay.
A crud load of new same-day registrant voters, Carl. So what's happening, not just my opinion, what's happening is in algorithms, we're gonna check the algorithms after all the stats are out, but I think what's happening is because we know the algorithms is how they used to cheat and steal the election early, I think now they're trying to cheat with felon voters and new registration voters. That's my opinion.
Well, let me tell you, that's nothing new, the new registrations, because I've heard from people that were there that because each polling place is supposed to put out there who in their precinct hasn't voted yet. And I've heard, you know what, I have not seen it. I have not seen it.
No.
And
yeah, well,
no, I mean, I know they've got it there because I've asked them because after I heard that, I said, do you have a list of everybody that hasn't voted? Oh, yeah, it's right over here. You know, that there have been instances down in the urban areas where people came in and looked at that and they all voted. But let me just say this. If you look at the election in California, counties were flipped that clear across this nation, Trump overperformed in just thousands of counties, and Harris did not have one county that she overperformed in from, or the Democrats from 2020. Not one in the whole nation. This tells me something. This tells me that, you know, and then there were probably millions of election observers like you and many others that were there watching it. That's why Philadelphia had to count 31,000 over again, because an observer noticed that there was something, that a box had been unlocked and it was supposed to be locked. So they took all of those 31,000 ballots and recounted them just to make sure. So this was a walkover, and we're going to talk about that when we get back. So thanks a lot, Rich. Okay. You know, we haven't addressed the local election yet. And the reason for that is there's still, According to the quote, there are many, many, many ballots still out there to count. But we will give you a snapshot of where it is right now. But 75% of Shasta County voted out of 115,000, I think, registered voters. 75,000, and they are counting. Now, they can give updates, and they give updates, I think, a couple times a week. But it's not going to be done totally for another couple of weeks. We're not going to know right here in the county. So, there.
Jeez.
I know. It's
well, that happened last year, and it happened the year before. So it's I, you know,
it's just getting longer.
This is
and
what
longer.
Happens when you vote yeah. the day of, you yeah. know. And we saw how many people were standing in line, just
yeah.
waiting, and
yeah.
and late
for the,
4 o'clock in the
for
afternoon.
The first times in our marriage in 17 years, we voted before.
Yes,
we took our ballots down.
Right.
To,
and there was
to observers. Get them, to get them in there so they could count them early. And we got the thing that said, yep, we got your ballots. Yep, they've been
right.
counted. So okay.
okay, before we close, we are going to take a call from the first veteran. And we are going to...
This is for veterans only.
Veterans only. We're going to be giving on the air right now a American flag.
So?
An American flag. United States flag. It's a 3x5. Usually we have to call in, and we do have a winner, but we're giving two away today. Vince is one of the winners, but this is going to be to our first veteran. And call at the 8 o'clock, after 8 o'clock, or she'll hold you over. We're going to put you on the air. We're going to find out what your service was and all the good stuff. We just want to
yeah,
talk to you.
So call us at 5 after 8.
And the number is 530-605-4567. That's
and now
the
we're breaking for the news.
Yes.
KCNR, Chester Redding.
Giant wildfire has chased thousands from their homes and has destroyed more than 130 houses, continues to burn in Ventura County, California, northwest of L.A. The mountain fire is 7% contained. It's been fanned by high winds.
For community members that have been impacted by this fire, our hearts do go out to you. You are our families. You are our communities. Our firefighters, our first responders, myself, we live in these communities, and we do take this serious, and our hearts do go out to you, and we will do everything we can to get you back in as soon as we can.
Ventura County Fire Chief Dustin Gardner. It is a job of great importance to the president, and under Donald Trump, it will go to a woman for the first time ever. Mr. Trump's campaign manager, Susie Wiles, will be the next White House chief of staff. And the presidential election turned some long-standing voting patterns on their head.
A South Texas region stretching from San Antonio to the Rio Grande Valley has long been a Democratic stronghold. However, in Tuesday's election, President-elect Trump flipped several counties along the border. In Starr County, voters backed a Republican presidential candidate for the first time in a century. Trump's victories in the Rio Grande Valley show how working-class voters nationwide are shifting toward Republicans. One voter who supported Trump says he thinks Democrats forgot about the middle class, saying everything is expensive and people are suffering. I'm Mike Hempen.
A 13-year-old boy who police say researched school shootings online is in custody for allegedly trying to enter a Kenosha, Wisconsin elementary school while armed. In the words of the Kenosha police chief, we narrowly missed a tragedy. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street. The Dow, 271 points higher. The Nasdaq trading 26 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This year I've given you so many reasons to try Balance of Nature, but I've got one now that you cannot ignore. Let's review some of the other reasons. First, with Balance of Nature, you get a product made from whole fruits and vegetable ingredients. Second, they can provide you with so many of the things you may be missing. Third, it could be just what you've been looking for to make you feel better. And of course, I take them. Daily. I think you'll agree, this reason trumps them all. During November, with my special promo code, you'll get their Black Friday savings all month long. Use my discount code, MikeG, and sign up as a new customer to get 50% off, free shipping, plus a free fiber and spice supplement. This is an unbelievable discount, but you got to use my discount code, MikeG. Give them a call, 800-246-8751. And use the discount code MikeG or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code MikeG to get 50% off plus a free fiber and spice supplement from Balance of Nature.
How about that presidential election in the United States? Media Line's Michael Friedson reports the outcome, creating quite a buzz in Israel.
Middle Eastern pundits agree that despite the satisfaction Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu displayed at President-elect Trump's victory, just how the two men's agendas will merge or diverge remains to be seen. Those who accept the view that the Israeli leader will stay steadfast in his need to fight the Iranian-backed Hamas terrorists regardless of the amount of time it takes, may find a less willing ally in President Trump version 2, who has asserted his intent to conclude the war as soon as possible. This might mean accepting compromises Netanyahu consistently rejected, but which will set the starting point for the state of the U.S.-Israel relationship this time around. I'm Michael Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
And you can find news and analysis at themedialine.org, also at townhall.com. The outcome of the mayor's race in San Francisco is an example of a nationwide demand for leadership change in Democratic strongholds.
San Francisco's first black female mayor conceded the race for her seat to Levi Strauss heir Daniel Lurie after a brutal campaign over homelessness and public safety. The Associated Press has not yet declared a winner because tens of thousands of ballots have not yet been counted and added to the ranked choice voting calculations. London Breed has not been able to overcome deep voter discontent after 6 years in office. Lurie has promised to restore accountability and public service to City Hall. Political analyst Dan Schnoor says there's been a demand nationwide for change in leadership. I'm Bernie Bennett.
A Texas federal judge has struck down a Biden administration program that allowed the non-citizen spouses and stepchildren of U.S. citizens to apply for a green card without first having to leave the country. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Friday, the 8th of November, 8:05 in the morning, with Carl and Linda Bott from KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Christina's at the helm. Good morning.
Very good morning.
Very good morning, and Linda's got the weather.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day out with our, you know, sunny skies. If you look outside, about 69, overnight lows of 46. Oh, the weekend progressing. Beautiful day tomorrow as well, partly sunny. Join us for the Veterans Day Parade out in Anderson. Let's talk about that a little bit, Carl. Do you have a read on the Veterans Anderson?
Yeah, the Veterans Day Parade is going to start at... Gosh, I've got like 12 handouts here.
Right.
It's going to start at 10 a.m. in the city of Shasta Lake.
You want to get there early?
Yeah, I recommend getting there no later than 9:30.
Tomorrow.
So you can, one, get seats. There's no problem with plenty of room, but they start closing off the road,
yeah.
So it makes it a little bit harder. So get there around 9:30. Now, you can go to the pancake breakfast that they're having. And that starts at 7 a.m., and that's at the firehouse. And it's a good breakfast. And it's eggs, pancakes, sausage, orange juice, milk, coffee, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can get there early for that. And then there's American Legion Post, 720, has a luncheon afterwards. And right there in the city of Shasta Lake, immediately following the parade, it's going to have about 100 entries. And it's a great parade. We'll be there.
Bring your chairs.
We'll be one of the announcing groups out there.
Yeah, bring your chairs where you can sit and enjoy, maybe a little blanket for your lap if you need that, and your water. And you're going to see some amazing, it's very patriotic. Veterans Day Parade is the 31st
flag.
Annual.
It starts off with the giant flag in 60 Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts are carrying this flag. That's how many it takes to
and
carry
a lot of marching
thing.
Bands, and I love marching bands.
Yeah.
It just makes my heart
and
feel
the
full.
Buckeye Cuties.
Yeah, Saturday, that's tomorrow, 65, so you want to bring your little blankie. Saturday night, tomorrow night, partly cloudy with overnight lows of 46. Now, we do have chance of showers on Sunday night and on Veterans Day. It says showers at 57. So, you know, we do have the Igo Cemetery Veterans Day event services going on as well. And, of course, we know we have the Marine Corps Ball on the 10th.
That's right. And on Monday, it starts at 11 o'clock. Recommend you be there, gosh, 10, 10:30. They do have shuttles, but parking it gets pretty crowded. So get there. And it is. It's not a ceremony. Doesn't last that long. Wreaths are laid. Band is there playing. And Chuck Kinney is going to be the guest
exactly.
speaker.
Exactly. Chuck Kinney, the founder of Shasta Gas Propane, which I'm leading into because they are our sponsors for the weather and always have been. And we know with our sponsorships, we have a lot of veteran-owned businesses. And there's a brotherhood with veterans, of course. And Chuck will be telling his story. And he was, of course, a helicopter pilot during Vietnam. And he's just a wonderful person. So Shasta Gas Propane, now into their third, I think, iteration of their family owning Shasta Gas Propane, and they are just a wonderful integrity-driven business at Shasta Gas Propane. And let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I heard Carl say that we need to just move forward and forget about the past.
What I'm trying to do is the mainstream media, the legacy media, as far as I'm concerned, is dead. They have lost irrelevance because of their of taking sides and trying to shape the opinion of America. And it failed miserably this time. And what I'm saying is instead of I'm already seeing where Governor Newsom is having meetings about how to fight the Trump administration, New Jersey, oh, how do we fight the Trump administration? Why not move forward and, you know, give this man a chance, just like we should have, you know, you give Biden a chance, you give Obama a chance. I mean, you start, you know, don't start off believing the worst. Give them a chance. That's what I meant.
Oh, good, because I thought maybe you meant we should forget about the J6ers who have been imprisoned for 4 years unjustly and the three or four suicide victims' parents. You know, there's things that's gone on that can't be forgotten, and they need to be brought out. And I hope, you know, I don't want to see malicious prosecution, but I do want to see some of these people that deserve prosecution prosecuted. And I'm ashamed that Adam Schiff got elected to the Senate.
Well, there was, yeah. But the one thing, if there's one thing taken from this election, it's showing that a lot of counties in California shifted to Republican.
There's 58 counties in California, and I think it's always been. There's only about eight that are blue, and yeah. They've always got the population. You know, that's California is the example of why we shouldn't get rid of the Electoral College. We're the perfect example of two-thirds of the country not being represented, and that would happen if we got rid of the Electoral
College. Oh, no, I'm a strong proponent of the Electoral College because then it just becomes the coast. That's it. The coast control everything. So we need the Electoral College. And by the way, Trump has got over 300 electoral votes this time. And, you know, more than he had ever time before. And, you know, this Electoral College, because we're a republic, and everybody has a say in who's going to be elected president. He won the popular vote and the Electoral College. It's hard for the opposing side to say anything now, except that they lost because of failed policies. You know, you can say, you can try and blame it on misogyny and racism and all that, but that wasn't the reason. It was failed policies from the Democrats, and there's no way they could overcome that.
It was, in my opinion, it was dishonesty and tyranny.
Well, okay. Thanks, Nick.
I'll have more on this Sunday on Poke the Hornet's Nest at 8 o'clock. Tune in, Carl.
Oh, I will. Make sure I'm there. Thanks, Nick. Hey, 115,000 registered voters, 75%, and that number could go up for Shasta County. So that's good on you, Shasta County, for doing that. Now, for the local races, now, this is as of right now. This is, and with thousands of ballots to count. So this is just a snapshot. So don't get discouraged or don't get too exuberant. But right now, Corky Harmon is leading Mary Rickert. As of right now, he's got almost 60% and she's got 40%. So of the votes. For the city council, for the two-year seat, Aaron Resner has 47% of the votes, and Mark Mazzano has 44%. Anthony Spengler has 8.5%. For the four-year seat for the Reading City Council, Dr. Paul DeNuca has got 41%. Mike Littow has almost 21%. Joshua Johnson has almost 18%. Dave Backus with 11%, and Ian Hill with 9%. Now, again, many votes still to be counted. The Shasta Board of County Board of Education or Licky is leading, but just by 3 points, so that can change over Tyson. All of these, well, Teresa Roberts has got a pretty commanding lead over Cindy Vogt with 65% of the vote for her. The Shasta County Board of Education, Area 2, for your seat, and that's close. You've got 24% for La Barbara, Jessica French with 19, Gallardo with 18.7, and it goes 14.3 like that. So, I mean, there's still thousands of votes to be counted. Anderson City Council, that is really close. They've got 100% of the precincts reporting, and Hale's got 28%, Baugh 25%, Simmons 24%, and Nutsi 22%. So, now for the where else here do we have? Oh, in the for the state assembly, Heather Hadwick has quite a lead on Tanessa. So I don't know how much that's going to change. Of course, Megan Daly had 75% of the vote, and Doug LaMalfa had something like 70% of the vote. I don't know how much those will change. So, but there's still a lot of votes to count here, so that city council may not be known for another 10 days. That's when they're figuring they're going to be finished, November 21st or 22nd, before Thanksgiving. And the state gives them till like December 3rd before they declare the election. All right. Let's take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Founded 1993, Judy Maxwell. She's got two separate divisions under one roof, insurance and financial management. If you're looking, but now since the election's over, what's going to change? You know, the Dow went straight up. And what's going to happen? Do you need a second opinion? Well, for a free review and evaluation, give Maxwell Insurance and Financial a call at 530-221-0441. And they will provide you their best guidance in either the insurance side or the financial management side. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We have insurance with Judy, and we're happy there. We'll be right back. When I heard that sound and the world came down, I was thinking about you, about you. When my skin grows old, when my breath runs cold, I'll be thinking about you, about you. When I run out of breath.
With the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays that warm, happy feeling of being together with family that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Need a cure for the midweek blues? Laughter is the best medicine. Join us in overtime every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for Comedy Night. Enjoy the humor of different comedians every Wednesday. And the weekend is heating up in overtime with karaoke every Thursday and DJs performing every Friday and Saturday night. So grab your friends, your dancing shoes, and enjoy signature cocktails with no cover charge. See WinRiver.com for the weekly lineup. You
must be 21 to attend.
Find your moments at the river.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Auspicious week, election week, Friday, the 8th of November, 8:20 in the morning. It's about 45 degrees out there and sunny. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive has been voted best in the North State for 2 years in a row.
I'm going to head in there. You know why?
I know you are.
Well, no, because
I can't wait.
Okay, let's just share with our listeners that we are going to be going to Vegas. We are going to be broadcasting 3 shows live as we are with the Reading Rodeo Association. And Casey and I will do Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the first week of December, live. So if you are a big rodeo fan, the NFR, which sells Vegas, is completely sold out. This is where the best in the world come to compete. Is it 10 days?
It's 10 days.
10 days of rodeo, but we're there.
We're there early for the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. They have a meeting every year.
It's like a convention.
It's a convention where they have breakout rooms that talk about everything that has to do with rodeo, from
media,
animals to media to
regulations.
Regulations, all these things. And that starts on Tuesday. And Monday night is a formal gala, I guess you could call it, mm-hmm. where everybody gets together. There's over 600 rodeos in the United States, and probably 500 of the rodeo associations show up, just like we do, for that. And then we'll be broadcasting. We have the CEO of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association is going to join us on Thursday, and then their operations officer, both on Thursday morning.
Last year, we did this. We weren't really sure until the very last minute if we were going to go again this year, but we decided that yes, we need to go. And here's the interesting thing is, and it was sad, but it happened last year. Thursday night is the opening night for rodeo. We were there. We got there. We did the Monday night gala. The Tuesday, attending the meetings, etc. Wednesday, we were live, and then we were supposed to go Thursday night to the rodeo there at the Thomas
Mack.
Yeah,
the opening night.
And there was a mass shooting. The guy came in, was ticked off because he didn't get
a job.
A job. which was interesting, was not really your general profile of a person. And
it wasn't an indiscriminate shooting. He went into their business college, you know, where and shot three people and then came outside. It wasn't indiscriminate shooting. He had three targets. And then when he came outside the University of Las Vegas, University of Nevada at Las Vegas campus, security was there and stopped him forever. So they canceled Thursday night.
They canceled Thursday night rodeo. What I'm trying to get to is they canceled the Thursday night rodeo, which you realize
they postponed it to later.
But thousands of people, thousands of, you know, tickets and people and animals and all that. And we didn't know on Thursday morning when we were broadcasting live, we thought, well, we're going to have to just stretch and try to figure it out. But the president of the rodeo showed up 7 a.m.
and talked about it.
And talked about it and said that we need to, and I just thought how they handled it. Everybody was a moment of silence. We are not going to have our rodeo on Thursday. First time in history.
Yeah, they postponed it. They had two of the rodeo events on the following, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday. One in the morning, one in the evening. Because they were using UNLV, all of that area there, for students to come in and receive assistance and help and give them a place to go to. So, but they showed up. Tom and Steve showed up and were on the show. And he explained why they did it. He says it just wouldn't be right to have this rodeo the night, you know, after this horrible event. And they made absolutely the right decision. Everybody agreed with it. Even though the amount of work it was going to take to have two of these national events on one day, but the cowboys and the cowgirls
and the animals,
the stock contractors, and everybody, you know, and they did not open it to the public, but they did open it to all of the UNLV students, the morning one, in the media, if the media wanted to go to that. So anyway, yeah, we're going to be broadcasting there. We're being sponsored by two great organizations, the Reading Rodeo Association and the Reading Rancheria.
And we love how they're working together with the powwow and other events as well. So anyway, we'll be broadcasting live from the South Point Plaza, which is an equestrian center. And go make sure that you mark your calendar because it's so interesting to see how this whole thing works and the people involved in the South Point Plaza and how many animals they house during the rodeo.
1,800 underneath the hotel is stalls for 1,800 animals, plus room across the road probably for another 1,000, because it's not just the NFR that's going on, national finals. It's the World Team Roping Championships are going on. The Breakaway Championships are going on. And I think Barrel Racing Championships are going on, all at the South Point. So you can imagine how many, and we're talking literally thousands of competitors, and most of them, especially when it comes to the barrel racing and the roping and all this, bring their own horses.
And let's not forget about our very own Belinda,
Brookings.
Going in for Miss California.
Whoever wins is going in. She's competing.
And then at the NFR, will be the Miss America.
It'll be Miss Rodeo America. Right. She's not going to be there because she'll be there next year.
Right. Okay.
For it gives her a whole year to be Miss Rodeo California. And we hope she wins. She's just a splendid woman and a great representative from here in the North State. In fact, Jackie Scarry, who used to be Miss Rating Rodeo, became Miss Rodeo California.
She's amazing.
And we saw her at the NFR. Now, I've got a flag here for a veteran. Just give us a call, 530-605-4567. 4567, and it's
one
from the Flag
wonderful.
Center. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful American flag, and if you're a veteran, we're giving one away today. 530-605-4567. Just call in and Christina will take your name and phone number and you can come down and pick it up. We've already ordered one other to, and he just happens to be a veteran too, by a guy named Vince. So,
let's go into.
I've got. Okay. Also, because we've just got a minute left.
Well, then we'll come back and we'll finish up the five things.
Jersey Mike's is coming through again.
Oh my
gosh. For veterans. I just love
these
guys.
They're amazing. Aren't locally
they?
Owned.
Locally owned here. Well, it's a franchise, but locally owned franchise. And Holiday Reese for Heroes, as you know, is when we put Reese out on every marker at the Igo National Cemetery. And we put out Reese, and it's going to be starting here in a couple weeks. But right now, I've got a bunch of cards here that you can get a free regular sub at Jersey Mike's from the November 11th, Monday, through the 15th. Only thing I'm asking is that you donate $3 when you check out, and every dollar goes to Holiday Wreaths for Heroes for the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. So I've got these cards. They're free, and I'm more than happy to hand these things out. And if you want to come in, they're going to be on the counter, and it's a free sub from Jersey Mike's, and they make great subs,
Jersey
by the way.
Mike's, whoa. First of all, they have such a heart for a lot of things that go on within our community. But we have been very, very impressed with, first of all, knowing.
Yeah, Bev.
Bevan Mills, Mike Mills.
Yeah, Bevan.
And that they, like, again, what they're doing here. I mean, imagine, okay, it's cost of business. Think about per sub, what that costs them in food.
And then for the Marine Corps
Ball, Frank was just in here. Each person for the Marine Corps Ball is going to get one of these on their plate. So they now a whole table will have 10.
That's right. And the only thing we're saying is when you get that sub, and we'll be down there, is donate $3. And all of it goes to the Holiday Wreaths. Okay. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, friends. RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro. Corojo wrapper equals a Don Pepin classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size, this is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
But life still goes on. I can't get you.
Good morning. Welcome back to 8:34 in the morning on the 8th here. This is our Friday edition of Free Fire Radio, KCNR, Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Hey, before we took a break, we were...
this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. I never missed.
Are you going today?
I'm going today.
Get your high and tight.
Yep, get my Marine Corps ball haircut.
Yeah, he's going to be in full uniform. Can't wait to see you again.
Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Been there since 1960, in the same spot since 1966. I've never had a bad haircut there. And been going there for 17 years. It's a great place to get your hair cut. They have senior and veterans discounts. I work on an appointment schedule. I just give them a call at 530-244-9478, so I make sure it works on my schedule. But can you just walk in there and get a haircut? Yeah, they've got an opening. Boom, you get a great haircut. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It's a barbershop, and it's a great one. Man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay.
All right, let's, Clint.
You Clint, won.
You won the flag, and...
thanks for calling, buddy.
You know, actually what's happening when we say you won, you know, you deserve, you've honored our country with your service. Thank you so much. And the Flag Center on Hilltop Drive, he's a Navy man, and he and his wife... they went in, if you've ever heard the story, they went in to win with previous owners, and the store is for sale. He was retired, and she's just a phenomenal quilter, and they're doing their thing. And then they thought, you know what, we need to do, let's buy this business. So like very many people that are small owner business people in the North State, they've worked hard. And so what they do is they bring a flag in, and we take names, and we give a flag away. And so today we thought we want to honor a veteran, and so thank you for calling. Thank you for your service, Clint.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, and the flag will be here at the station, 1326 Market Street. And it's one of those good flags, you know, that...
it's going to last a long time.
Right. Fades not as
they
quickly.
They sell good stuff down there, including flag poles, which I have a flag pole up in front of our house as a present from Mike Huber and Ted Leidy. Mm-hmm. Big surprise. Linda was driving me around in circles around Christmas a few years ago. And I said, why are you driving down this road to get to our house?
Yeah,
and because she was texting on the phone. About because they were just finishing it up. So
this is a wonderful moment. Okay.
Hey, one other thing. Knights of Columbus, the 12th annual Knights tribute to military veterans, and they are providing a dinner in their honor at no charge. It's going to happen November 10th at Our Lady of Mercy Parish Hall at 2600 Shasta View Drive. Doors open at 4 with a social hour, and dinner follows at 5 p.m. Tri-tip, roasted chicken, vegetables, mashed potatoes, salad, and dessert. And so you'll be your fellow veterans there, plus some other people. If you have any questions, call Barry at 530-945-4272. But it's going to be November 10th at Our Lady of Mercy Parish Hall, 2600 Shasta View Drive, a free dinner for veterans and their families. So, okay.
Okay, let's go back into the five things. We've talked about, of course, Trump named Susie Wiles as his chief of staff.
First female chief of staff ever. In the history of the White House.
We talked about immigration. Now, number three, the Federal Reserve cut interest rates by a quarter point on Thursday. It's the second rate cut since the central bank began lowering borrowing costs in September. Though the latest cut is smaller than the previous one, still it represents further relief from the high cost of credit card interest, auto loans, and other debt. More rate cuts are expected in 2025, but how many will depend on the potential impacts of Trump's proposed policies such as tax cuts, deregulation, tariffs, and deportations. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell also affirmed his commitment to serve out his term expected to end in mid-2026.
Which, and you have to remember, all this comes from CNN. So,
right.
Why would I say that? Because CNN has proven itself not to be a middle-of-the-road group of people.
Well, anyway, this is their five things that you need to know today. I kind of like going in here because it covers a lot of things. Well, like on the wildfires, fire conditions are expected to improve across Southern California today after powerful Santa Ana winds brought strong gusts of dangerous fire weather to the region. Those conditions fueled by mountain fire in Ventura County, which, oh my God, Ventura County has had what, three horrible fires that I could even think of here in the last 5 years, which has burned over 20,000 acres since Wednesday. Officials said more than 130 structures have been destroyed and over 80 are damaged. The fire was driven by potent winds and weather conditions so extreme, forecasters issued a rare, particularly dangerous situation red flag warning for the potential of life-threatening fire behavior. There are a total of 10 confirmed injuries, which are mostly related by smoke inhalation and are non-life-threatening. Wow.
Turning to the local. Oh, you got one more there.
I got one. Bird flu.
Oh, yeah, bird flu.
A new study shows that bird flu is spread to dairy farm workers more often than previously known, prompting the CDC to expand its recommendations for testing and treatment of workers and farms where animals have been tested positive. Previously, the CDC recommended testing only those workers who had symptoms after exposure to infected cows. Now, officials say all workers on farms with infected cows should be tested, even if they don't have symptoms. The CDC is also recommending that workers without symptoms receive the antiviral medication Tamiflu if they had a high-risk exposure to infected animals, like a splash of raw cow's milk to the face. Wow.
I'm not even going to talk about that. So, let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I got something to add to the election stuff.
Okay.
Due to the that overspray with the ink on the ballots.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that our machines. There's been reports that the machines are having a hard time picking the votes up. So I don't see how they can certify an election knowing these ballots are inferior. So as far as I'm concerned, they should have 100% ballot should be audited by a hand, excuse me, by a hand count, and the Board of Supervisors can tell Tom Toller that he needs to do that hand count. As far as I'm concerned, he wasn't elected. He was appointed by the Board of Supervisors. So they should be able to tell him to hand count those ballots or to make that audit so that we know that the machines, if they, that's how you check the machine.
Well, they're finding that the machines aren't reading them. So about 70%. So at that point, it was like 31,000 ballots. So what they set up these teams to transpose from the ballots to a new ballot that doesn't have the overspray. It's a three-person team putting it in there. So about 70% of them is how they're doing it. Is they're transposing with a three-person team, looking, checking, making sure they're doing it right. The other thing is, once he was appointed, I believe, Ron, that's it. He's appointed. That's an elected official. They can't tell him to do anything.
Well, this is a problem. Can you imagine? Oh, Case, this put you there then. You're the owner, you and Linda own that business, and one of your some of your people decide, no, we're not going to do what you say. I mean,
well, but that's different. They're not elected. They are employees at will. And
yeah, but I'm his boss. We as citizens.
Yeah.
I mean, this not checking those things is like making a big bridge pour and not going out and checking the forms before you fill those forms with concrete, hoping that they don't blow out. Man, I don't know. I don't think Tom Toller is actually qualified. He may be a lawyer, but I don't think he's qualified to do that. I wouldn't hire a plumber to run a bridge crew, that's for sure.
Well, it's a tough job. It's a tough job. Thanks, Ron.
You betcha.
Okay, let's take a break now, because I want to talk about the Sundial Lodge. It's right down the street from us here on Market Street, and it's been a transitional housing project for I don't know how long. I've noticed it in the last year, but we're going to talk about that when we get back. There's some big changes right down there that's happening. So this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's a great time to find or start a career in the healthcare industry, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now. Variety of backgrounds and experience levels, competitive benefits for both full-time and part-time positions, including insurance, tuition reimbursement, 401ks, and more. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays that warm, happy feeling of being together with family that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Toby Keith. God bless Toby Keith. Rest in peace, everybody. Hey, welcome back. It's Friday. It's our last segment of the week. Another grueling week put into the books, Lindabot. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Lindabot. 8:50 in the morning here on the 8th. It's about, 46 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. And, the Sundial Lodge on Market Street has been a transitional housing project. And if you've ever driven by there, you've probably seen that. They're outside a lot and they're beanie bags and all this. As of yesterday, the contract with the city of Reading was canceled. And so what are all these people going to do? And they're all being removed. So, and the reason for the eviction remains unclear. I think it's pretty clear. If they've lost the contract, there's no way they can pay to have them there. However, the Good News Rescue Mission and other local support organizations were present at the lodge, and it looks like they've got everybody that was at the lodge housed, at least temporarily. So this was a, like I said, this is part of the No Boundaries program, which assists unhoused people in finding stable housing. And all of them are being offered alternative housing, and most have moved out by the end of Thursday afternoon. While some were relieved to see I'm getting this from the Record Searchlight, by the way, to see the other agencies step in, others saying that they mourn the program that saved their lives. I can understand that they've got, they had housing there and all of that. However, if you looked when you were driving by there, it was kind of, what's the word I should use? Everybody was out, as you can imagine. If it's nice weather, they were out in the parking lots in this, and it was not what you'd call a great entrance into coming into
Reading. I saw this before. They were out with their bikes and their trash and their chairs, and it was littered, and I was thinking, and people are standing out there like, I don't know. It's just anyway.
Anyway, but that's ended. But we have a phone. We have a
very short time.
Dolores, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. Linda's here too.
Morning.
Yeah, good morning, Linda. Good morning. I think it's. I want to give you my opinion. I think it's great that we are. Our nation is going to be in a better position, and all the things that are to come. But here I have a problem locally is that nobody's talking about the big elephant in the room. Locally for me is a big deal because, like the city of Shasta Lake, we know I've talked about Janice Howe, how she's holding two positions at the same time, double dipping. Well, nobody's talking about if Corky gets in the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, I hope he's willing to give up all his contracts because if he thinks he's going to have able to make contracts with the county and still represent the people, that would be double dipping. That will be prohibited.
I think
law.
Anything that would have to do with a specific business of Corky's, he'd recuse himself from any votes.
That's not the way it works, Mr. Carl. I'm sorry to say that. That's not the way it works. It's a prohibited law. They're there specifically so that way people don't make personal gain from their position. That's not the way it works. These laws are prohibited. These are from the Attorney General laws. You cannot do that. This is the problem what people are just constantly doing in all positions in the county. And I have filed multiple complaints regarding this. If you go on the website and look under FTCC, you'll see how many complaints I filed, how many cases have been opened. But those are prohibited. You can't just recuse yourself and think your buddies are going to vote on it and continue making money off the
paper. I think, like I said, anybody that's is going to make personal gain off it, no matter what it is, they have to recuse themselves. So, thanks, Dolores.
Thank you.
Hey, you just pulled up something from this.
The BBC.
There have been so many instances of colleges and universities offering programs. You know, one you just pulled up
second
ago.
Okay, that. Hold on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That this one university in their, I'm thinking it's Georgetown, but I'm not sure, of their, for their public policy college, because of the election, are offering.
Okay, it started off with Guardians. The Guardian offers therapy to staff after devastating Trump election to win. With many other, as the article goes students at Georgetown University McCourt School of Public Policy were reportedly told this week that they could play with Lego, coloring books, and have milk and cookies and self-care suites following the result. The University of Michigan is also hosting an art therapy and post-election processing event. Some stores in the U.S. even closed on Wednesday with Iowa retailer The Collective writing on its Instagram page that it was closing to allow a day of collective grief. Among the overseas reaction was Germany's popular weekly Die Zeit, which led its website on Wednesday with one word, expletive, F.
Yeah, we know what that means.
Yeah.
So here we are, here's our university students that are saying it's an election. So it's not like the real world, my friends. It's not like the next morning you didn't have to go back to work. No, you could go and play with Legos. And, in fact, I saw that it was a whole day of different things. You can play with Legos. You can color. You have coloring books and all. This is for four-year-olds. And yet these public policy, you know, masters working on that are going to be the leaders out there on shaping public policy. And they have – and they're playing with Legos because of the election. Speaking of the election, I heard what Nick said about, there's got to be some retribution in here. I did not see this, but you saw this from a friend of ours that a very, very sad commentary about people that voted, you know, because of the election,
mm-hmm.
the impact it was having, that they can't believe that the people would vote this way, all these things are happening with people you know. As I've told people before, my sister and I vote different ways. And she called me yesterday and FaceTimed, and we had a great conversation, as we always do, and guess what? Guess what didn't come up? The election. I didn't bring it up. She didn't bring it up. We talked about my brother-in-law. I think of him as a brother.
And your parents.
And his birthday, and she was showing us some stuff that she had and how they had redone my mom's rooms. My sister didn't touch my mom's rooms for years after mom passed. But they've kind of redone it, except for her bedroom has got everything still in there. But I know how she feels. She knows how I feel. There's nothing that's going to break us up. There's nothing going to break us up.
No.
And it shouldn't be. We have friends I know are very sad about what's, in the election, local and national. I haven't called them. I did go into one place that we've eaten at before, one of your friends, to see if she was there. And she wasn't. So I just, can I leave a message? Yeah, just tell her Carl came in to give her a hug. And that's all I said.
Yeah.
And because I know that she's not happy right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
But they're our friends. Yeah. They're our family.
Bottom line.
Bottom line. And
that if you are very unhappy with all the results, this two in the next 4 years, and you know, the reality is how much will it change? There's going to probably be some drastic changes, but what's not going to change is the fact that we live in Reading. We have a community here. We're going to support our local places to eat, to have dry cleaning for whatever you want to put it, the list, you know, Crackmaster, where we get our air conditioning and our heating, the things that we call on. And we built a family, we built a trust, and that's never going to change.
Nope.
You may not like what somebody does or how they vote. But that doesn't mean it's going to change the deep part of the love factor of why you like that person. And hopefully we just can get through it.
We will get through it, but that's going to be up to us. So, hey, everybody, have a great weekend. This is Veterans Day on Monday. We will not be broadcasting on Veterans Day because this is one of the few holidays that we take off. So our people can remember what that day is for. And, of course, the Shasta City Parade, that's going to start on Saturday at 10, and then the ceremony out at Igo, that starts at 11. It's a good time to go out and remember that reason we can vote is because of these veterans. Have a great weekend, and God bless America.
KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.